Hey, glad you're here. Today we're making sweet and sour pork, and not the takeout kind, the real, homemade, slow-simmered kind that actually tastes better and costs way less. I'm talking maybe $3-4 a serving versus the $12-16 you'd drop at a restaurant. That's per serving, by the way. For a family of four, you're looking at serious savings. So here's the deal with this recipe. I got tired of ordering sweet and sour pork and thinking, okay, this is fine, but I know I can do better. The problem with most homemade versions is they try to deep-fry everything, and honestly, that is a whole production. This recipe sidesteps all of that. No deep frying, no batter, just pork, low and slow in one pan until it basically falls apart. Here's what you need: 1 to 2 pounds of pork tenderloin, diced up, 2 cans of pineapple chunks, keep the juice, you're gonna need it, a couple bell peppers, an onion, some rice, and then your pantry stuff: brown sugar, vinegar, soy sauce, cornstarch, salt. That's basically it. Most of this you probably already have sitting around. The move is this: brown your pork in a big pan over medium-high heat. Just get some color on it. Then add half a cup of water, turn it down low, cover it, and let it just sit there simmering for about an hour. Most of this recipe is hands-off, by the way. You can be doing other stuff while it does its thing. While the pork is going, cook your rice however you like it, then make your sauce. This is the important part. In a bowl, mix together your pineapple juice. You should have about half a cup from those 2 cans, half a cup of brown sugar, 4 tablespoons of cornstarch, half a cup of vinegar, 6 tablespoons of soy sauce, and a teaspoon of salt. Whisk it all together until it's smooth. The cornstarch is gonna settle, so give it another stir right before you add it. When the pork is almost done, cook your peppers and onions in a separate pan until they soften up and get a little caramelization on them. Then toss them into the pork pan, bump the heat up to medium high, pour in your sauce, add the pineapple chunks, and here's a pro tip. Add the pineapple right at the end. Don't cook it for long. That way it keeps its texture and the sweetness stays bright instead of turning into mush. Let everything simmer together for a few minutes until the sauce thickens up into that gorgeous glossy finish. And that is it. Spoon it over rice and go to town. One more thing, the pork shoulder note. If you want something fattier and richer, pork shoulder works great, but you're looking at closer to 90 minutes, maybe longer since it's a tougher cut. Chicken thighs also work if you prefer poultry. The sauce is flexible. All right, go make this. You absolutely can. Get the full recipe and ingredient list at cookingwithdade.com. Links in the description.